Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
And here's Jackie McNerney from Moyne Community School with some advice on answering a typical question on King Lear.
The question that I will be dealing with is, what in your opinions are the most important changes that take place in the character of King Lear during the play? In answering this question, you need to look at the main changes, but before that, you would look at the way that Lear was at the beginning and when did the changes occur. Lear is King of Britain. He has absolute and total authority and power. As king, Lear has been flattered and obeyed all his life. People told him what he wanted to hear, whether it be true or not. Lear measures his daughter's love for him by a public declaration of how much each one loves him. Whoever professes their love most in terms of words, in Lear's mind, loves him the most. Quote, "Which of you shall we say doth love us most, that we our largest bounty may extend," unquote. Act 1, Scene 1. Lear is blind to the fact that those that profess their love for him are not true to their word, and it is not until Act 4 that he realises this, when he says, "They flattered me like a dog and told me I had white hairs in my beard, ere the black ones were there. Go to, they are not men of their words. They told me I was everything. 'Tis a lie. I am not argue-proof." Act 4, Scene 6. Lear, at the beginning of the play, is an arrogant, intolerant, rash and unreasonable old man. No one has ever questioned or challenged Lear. And when Cordelia does not flatter him with false claims of her love for him, he finds it as an insult to himself. He is so used to getting his own way that anyone who goes against him becomes victims to his violent rage, curses and threats. This is then followed by cruel, unjust punishments. Prime examples to look at here is Lear's treatment of his youngest daughter Cordelia and his loyal servant Kent. In the love test, Cordelia tells Lear that she loves him according to her bond, no more nor less. She is telling Lear that she loves him as a daughter should love her father, and that she is saving half her love for her husband. Lear's reaction is to disinherit her. "Here I disclaim all my paternal care, propinquity and property of blood, and as a stranger to my heart and me, hold thee from this forever." Act 1, Scene 1. This shows Lear's immaturity on what love is. He measures love in terms of how many superlatives you can put into a speech. Lear also disowns Kent when he tries to make Lear see the error of his way in his treatment of Cordelia. Lear threatens Kent. "The bow is bent and drawn. Make from the shaft." These two characters are the first people who have challenged Lear. Lear is also very hurt when Goneril and Regan cut down his knights. Lear measures his own value on material quantity, what he owns and possesses, and how large his train is. This is the last straw for Lear. He leaves and goes out into the storm. From here, we see small but subtle changes in Lear. Firstly, he goes mad, and it is through his suffering and experience that the major changes occur in Lear. Through the suffering he endures in the storm, Lear learns not to judge people by what they possess. Being stripped of everything made Lear recognise what it was to be truly human. He realises that everyone, including himself, sins. Lear realises that he made mistakes, but that he didn't deserve the treatment that he got from his daughters. One of the first places that we see a major change is when Lear and the Fool are out in the storm. He sees that the Fool is cold, as he is too. Lear suggests that they go and get shelter in the hovel. This is the first time that he has cared about or noticed the needs and feelings of others. "My wits begin to turn. Come on, my boy. How dots, my boy? Art cold? I am cold myself. Poor fool and knave. I have one part in my heart that's sorry yet for thee." Act 3, Scene 2. Lear then meets Edgar, disguised as poor Tom. He feels sorry for this half-naked lunatic beggar. But in meeting Edgar, the reality of what man is without possessions and flattery is shown to him. Is man no more than this? Act 3, Scene 4. Lear's thoughts are now focusing on the real needs of man. He is turning away from the needs of the self to the needs of others. He also realises that he contributed to their suffering when he says, "I have taken too little care of thee." Act 3, Scene 4. The most important change of all comes when Lear, who is now sane again and is reconciled with Cordelia, is able to accept defeat and the humiliation of imprisonment with a positive joy. "Come, let's away to prison. We two alone will sing like birds in the cage and ask of thee forgiveness. So we live and pray. Upon such sacrifices, my Cordelia, the gods themselves throw incense." Act 5, Scene 3. Lear now knows who to trust and how to love, and from this he can acknowledge his own errors. I am old and foolish. However, change comes too late for Lear. He is too old, and by the time he changes, he has lost everyone and everything that was important to him.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.